And it is a challenge and a constant challenge. And you're right, as political parties are in power and not, they all have slightly different mandates. No one's ever going to tell you they're not interested in helping eradicate domestic violence, but their money and their energy will go into other pockets, and this is where you really do have to work at it. So we certainly try and take a holistic approach to where we get our money from. So yes, we have definitely money coming from the ministry. We're ministry sponsored. We definitely put an application into United Way and go after those dollars as well. We fundraise. There's a component of our budget that is supported through fundraising. So we're constantly, and then we have individuals that, one individual that part of her job, and again, typical nonprofit, everybody's wearing two or three job descriptions. You don't get one thing to do. But in amongst the other things she does is she writes the grant proposals. So we're going after funding from various grant foundations. And again, you have to express your ideas, have very clear idea what you're doing. And even if you only yield a 20 or 25 or perhaps some years a 40% success rate in those dollars, they tend to come for very specific things. So it's $10,000 from IBM for new computers for the, you know, it's very specific funds. It's great. It's needed. Every bit of it's needed. But you've got to really dance quickly to keep all those different places. And you you address the politicians. You address them specifically and at poignant times where you can keep their attention and their eye on your need. There's amazing and important great causes out there, no shortage of them. So the challenge is you're trying to be talking at the right time a little bit louder than the others so that you can be heard and that your cause can get addressed. Yeah. It's a juggling act for sure, absolutely.